What up, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of our mystical road trip. And this week we're taking a little break from our view through the tarot deck to take a look at March's new and full moon. Now, I will say that I'm a little behind on a little thing, so there will be no Our Week in the Stars, but we are going to cover the new moon in Pisces, which just happened yesterday. And remember, I said that these moon phases, usually the energies from them last 2 to 3 days before and 2 to 3 days after, so we're still in the cusp of the energy for the new moon that just happened. But before we dive into all of that, welcome to our mystic road trip, where we are journeying through anything and everything you can think of that's mystical, spiritual, some might say a little kooky and odd. We don't know what we're going to get into. Currently, we are on our fool's journey through the major arcana, and like I said, this week we are taking a little break from that and focusing on the moons. Before we jump into that as well, there is some housekeeping. If you like what you're hearing and want to support the podcast even more, check out the description box. There are some links to ways that you can do that. And also there are links there if you want to get a hold of me, chat with me, yell at me, discuss shit with me, just basically shoot the shit. It's all there for you as well. Now, with that being said, I really have to stop saying that. Okay, so now let's jump into the new moon in Pisces. So what does this mean? So once again, the new moons, as we discussed, are very good for basically like manifesting and really focusing energies on rebirth and everything, right? It's the beginning of the moon cycle. So understanding that and then accompanying it into the realm of Pisces really changes the aspect of the new moon. And this is why every month we'll talk about it, is because the new moons change with the signs they're in, with the planetary movements that are going on, all of this stuff. So the new moon in Pisces, there's a couple things. There's going to be intuition peak. You may find yourself more creative, more emotional, more in tune with the spiritual energies. There's a lot of things because Pisces, these are all these things, right? Pisces is a water sign, and with the new moon in Pisces, it's only going to serve to amplify this emotional sensitivity because the moon itself does govern over emotions. It's just the planet of emotions. So because the new moon is in this, you may find yourself feeling more attuned to your feelings and emotions of the people around you as well as yourself. Now, along with that, because Pisces is ruled by Neptune, you're going to find that in these next couple days that your intuition and psychic abilities may be enhanced. So basically, at this time, because of the new moon, make sure you're trusting your instincts and really pay attention to even the subtle shift in energies so that you can really dive deep and make the right moves during this time. For those of you out there that are creative, Pisces is also associated with creativity and imagination. So with this new moon in Pisces, it might be a really good time to start a new project or pull out an old project that you kind of like been stagnant on. And it doesn't matter what type of creativity, right? Writing, painting, whatever the form of creative expression you have, it's a good time to let that out. In fact, you may even incorporate that into your new moon ritual because, you know, you can do like a drawing and like, or write a poem and about what, where you want to go in the next moon cycle, this kind of thing. Also, guys, just as a note, I want to make sure, I pulling back for a second from talking about what you get. This is a super new moon, and it is the final moon cycle before we get to the new astrological year and we start eclipse season. So as many other people on TikTok and everything, I'm sure is telling you, make sure this time you really take to manifest and really sit down and think about where you want to go, because not only do you have more energies because it is a super moon, it means the moon is closer to the earth than normal. It's also, as I said, the final one before we enter the new year and the eclipse season. So during eclipse season, things get really wacky. So if you want to manifest anything, now is the time, and it may be the best time to do it. Now, okay, going back into what the moon actually means, the lunar phase that we're in, the new moon, is about a deeper connection with spirituality and the unseen realms. It's great for meditation, introspection, exploring spiritual practices. That's why I say if you're going to do something with manifestation, this could be a very good time to do it. Now, going back to the Pisces energy attached to this new moon, Pisces is one of the more compassionate signs. So that coupled with the new moon might mean that it's a great time to really give to people, to give time to people, to be with people, and all of such, okay? So, and really be empathetic and understand where people are coming from. Make sure you take time to connect with those that you truly love, that you truly value on a more profound level. Also pay attention to your dreams during this period, because Pisces is associated with the dream world, and with the new moon, this could bring some insightful and symbolic messages through your dream. So it might be a good time to maybe start a dream journal, or at least over the next couple days, jot down some things down that you remember, all of such. Now, new moons are about releasing and letting go, just like most moon cycles are. So it's really about new beginnings. And in Pisces, it's really time to sit down, let go of things that no longer serve you. That includes patterns, grudges, or anything that's really dampening your personal growth. You need to, and this is a hard thing to do, I'm honest with you, you need to just forgive those that you can forgive. I think that there are some things in life that truly are unforgivable. And I know that that's going to be a controversial comment, but for the most part, unless it's something super horrendous, there is a level of forgiveness that can be had. Because the truth is, forgiveness, and this is so cliche, is not about the other person, it's about you. And if you hold on to things, you're less likely to be able to move forward. Once again, let me repeat, there are things that are unforgivable. And I'm not going to go into those because I just don't want to discuss them. But there are some things in life that are unforgivable. 98% of everything can be forgivable, even if it's just forgiving yourself and moving on from it, you know? Because sometimes we feel that it's our fault. And even if it's not, we still put it on ourselves. So just forgiving yourself for whatever you think is and moving forward. Pisces energy also encourages you to be super authentic and really embrace your vulnerabilities. So this is a great time to really work on your self-love and try to accept yourself, flaws and all. The truth is that every human, these are all my opinion, guys. Every human is perfectly imperfect. There is nobody out there that is perfect. And I think we focus so often on perfection that we forget that sometimes it's in the flaws where you find the most beauty. And I think that's something I really strive to share with the ones I love, because there is so much people out there that have a lot of self-doubt about themselves and beat themselves up and don't believe in them, think they're ugly, whatever. Like there's nobody that's broken. There's nobody that's broken. There's nothing that's really truly a flaw. There can be issues, and even those flaws, I use air quotes, can be something that is so very beautiful. Anyways, I digress. Let's back down. Because Pisces is a water sign, you might want to connect with the element water. So maybe spend time near bodies of water, or maybe take yourself a meditational bath. Things that help you really tune in with that nature. And lastly, for those out there that are romantic at heart, Pisces is one of the more romantic signs, and attached with the new moon, you may find yourself having a touch of idealism when it comes to relationship. It's really a good time to express love and really strengthen those emotional bonds. The biggest thing to remember, though, is that the new moon, as I said, is not necessarily always on the right day, right? So it's give or take a day or two because of where you're at. Also, the energies from the new moon do last 2 to 3 days before and after. So you need to embrace this energy whenever you have a chance within that spectrum of time. So that's the new moon, and that happens on March 10th. So that happened yesterday. So we're still feeling the effects today. Now, moving forward, the full moon, which happens on the 24th or 25th this month, it is a full moon. Obviously, it's known as the warm moon. This moon really earns its name from earthworms that emerge. It's a herald of spring. It's the beginning of spring. It symbolizes renewal and the awakening of life. You know, the full moon, warm moon, of course, this year, is going to be nestled within the grounded and meticulous sign of Virgo. So this means that it becomes kind of a beacon of completion and manifestation. It's the grand finale of the cosmic theater. It urges us to reflect on the intentions that we're putting into the world during this last new moon, and it really revels in the tangible results of our efforts. So it's not so much going to be about the unforeseen, the unseen aspects that are coming into being, but more about the physical movement that you have made on your journey. The moon's ethereal glow becomes this cosmic spotlight. It really guides our gaze for the fruition of our dreams and aspirations. This phase of the moon is crucial moment, especially when looking to acknowledge your journey from intention to realization. It's kind of like this celestial checkpoint where you kind of look at the blooming of flowers of your hard work. It's which is why the awakening of the earthworms really helps give that imagery, right? Because it's spring, it's everything is starting to bloom again. So you're seeing the physical ramifications of what the earth has gone through over this last couple of seasons, which is great metaphor for looking at where you are at. Because this full moon is so Virgo infused, it's a great time to really embrace the practical energy. Virgos are basically known really as the probably some of the most analytical people in the astrological world. And that means that at this time with this full moon, it's really a good time to sit down and take count of where everything is and the movement that you had and really celebrate that movement and make any course corrections if that movement hasn't been what you're looking for. It's time to take stock of what has materialized basically and really discern how to enhance that and nurture their roots of ambition. But it's not really only about that. It is good for mindful introspection too. Virgos are very practical, as I said, and it could be that taking that practical look at where you are can help your dreams even take a deeper root and find more avenues to help. Because Virgos are so meticulous and practical, it's a good time to really dive deep into like the finer points of your path and your journey and all of that. So the full moon, worm moon, is about appreciating the beauty of completion and manifestation. It's a great time to reflect on the journey from the new moon that we just went through in Pisces to then. And it's at this point, though, that you have to be more practical when you look to refine and nurture the next stages of your journey, all right? So that's the full moon in March, the worm moon. Now, going into some insights into them, how can you use them? Of course, with the new moon, you can set intentions, reflect on your deepest desires and aspirations, write down positive affirmations or goals, focus on intentions related to creativity, compassion, and spiritual growth, primarily because of the influence of Pisces on the new moon. Because of the water aspect of both the moon and Pisces, it's really a good time to do water ceremonies. So take a ritualistic bath with calming herbs and essential oils, or even maybe do a little water scrying, which is something we haven't really talked about. And if you're super interested in that, I can definitely do a podcast on it, because it is a form of divination, and using this type of divination will allow you to tap into that intuitive Piscean nature. Of course, as always, meditation and visualization is always good, whether it's guided or you do your typical meditation. Visualizing your goals and dreams is good, which is why I think creating a vision board might be a really great idea for this new moon. Really grab images and words that represent what you want to happen in this next moon cycle and craft a physical representation of your dreams, and that will always help your manifestation energy. Maybe while you're doing that, maybe get into a little arts and crafts, which honestly, creating a vision board is kind of artistic anyways, but really embracing artistic expression during this new moon is amazing. You know, just allow your imagination to kind of flow freely and just grab that Piscean creativity and go with it. Tarot and oracle cards are also a great idea. They're another form of divination where you can gain insights into your spiritual path. Make sure when you do, though, I mean, you can ask about anything, but because of the energies right now, anything related to personal growth or intuition could potentially be a great thing to look at. Make sure connecting with the moon is always good, of course. You know, make sure you spend a little time outdoors, maybe moon gaze, moon bathe. We kind of talked about that in a past podcast. And release rituals are always good. Write down anything you want to let go of, burn the list. And that's kind of like a symbolic gesture of releasing negativity and making space for that new energy. Reconnect with your crystals, charge your crystals under the moonlight. Journaling is always good. This is a great way to record your feelings, create a dream journal. You know, it's a great tool for self-reflection and tracking your spiritual journey. Other two things that I think that are kind of unique that but sound healing. So using calming music, singing bowls, chanting in your rituals, or just as you're meditating, because sound is this like unique key. It's like it can help you connect to spiritual realm way more than people understand half the time. This is why a lot of times when you hear those meditations, the om, it's because the vibration and the frequency. So really engaging music music into your rituals could be a great option. Also, planting seeds. Now, planting seeds, because this is, you know, the full moon is going to be kind of like the beginning of spring. So planting seeds is this like symbolic idea. Now, you can do it literally. You can go and buy a plant and do it. You can also do it symbolically, however makes you good. But by planting these seeds, whether it be a literal plant or just seeds of maybe a creative endeavor or something, you can then watch them grow as the moon waxes. And this is the growth of your intention. Remember, above all else, that the key to ritual personalization is really tailoring it to things that fit your energy and your vibe. So these are suggestions that I have that could align with your own beliefs or could not, but hopefully a couple of them sound either you already do them or kind of sound like cool things to add into your repertoire. And that's the new moon and how you can use it. Now, going into the full moon on the 25th, there's three things I really want to mention. I want gratitude journaling for sure, a release ritual as always, and a path refinement meditation. Now that's a new one and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but let's start with gratitude journaling. I'm a big person on journaling because through my spiritual growth and my mental health growth, journaling has been something that's really, really helped me. So I would say on the night of the full moon, get your space cleared out of all negative energy, light some incense, have some soft lighting, put some music on like we talked about in the new moon, and then just sit there and really reflect on your journey that's happened since the new moon and your intention setting. And write down aspects of your life where you've accomplishments that you're grateful for. Gratitude is this powerful tool, especially used in conjunction with other spiritual practices, that really has a way of magnifying the positive energy that surrounds you. It's that old adage, what you put out, you get back kind of idea. So the more grateful you are, the more loving you are, the more forgiving and understanding you are, the more that will reflect back at you. And so gratitude journaling is always good every day of the year, but specifically on full moons in general, and this full moon being the beginning of spring, the beginning of rebirth, is vitally important. Now, we've talked about release rituals before. Because this is a full moon in Virgo, it's kind of a good time to really look at those practical things that no longer serve you or your highest good. And then, like I've told you before, I like to write those all on small pieces of paper, and then as you're with intention of letting them go. This is a key that I think a lot of people miss. When you are burning this paper, you need to have the intention in mind and in body that this is you releasing that from your life. You're letting it go because it's hindering your spiritual growth or whatever. And because you're letting it go, you're releasing that from your body, and it's making more space for new manifestations. So it's really important, especially on this full moon in March, that you do this. Now, the third option that I think would be kind of cool for you is a path refinement meditation. Now, this is a guided meditation, and it's basically like you can visualize yourself walking on a path guided by, you know, Virgo in however form you want to see Virgo. And as you move forward through this, you're going to see the path becoming clearer and more defined. Once you get where it's completely in focus, you're going to embrace the sense of culmination and alignment, and then the feelings of harmonious connection between your intentions and your reality. This is, now, a lot of people don't do guided meditations, and that's fine, but if you can visualize this, you can visualize however you want. This is just how I would visualize it. For me, it's always about nature, but you visualize the path that makes the most sense for you. And that is a really great tool to do, especially with this full moon. Now, incorporating these rituals, once again, just like with the new moon, it needs to align with your particular spiritual path and the cosmic energies that you have. Whatever rituals you decide to do need to really be there to embrace your growth, your authenticity, your gratitude, and the refinement of your particular journey. Because though we all are on a journey that has markers, right? It's beginning and end. We're all of our journeys, no matter how similar they are always different because they're individualized to our energies and our desires. Looking at it like that, you have to understand that these rituals and practices and guidances that I'm giving you, you have to choose choose the ones that you feel drawn to energetically. Please don't try to do all of them because you think I'm saying that you need to do all of them. It's really about refining your own spiritual journey and path, okay? So that is the new and full moon for March. I think it's going to be a great month. There's a lot of cool things happening. And so let me know, shoot me a message on social media or through the email or anything, how these new moon and full moons treat you. I'd love to discuss if you have any practices that maybe I didn't mention, something unique. I'd love for you to share it with us, and hopefully you'll let me share it with everybody else as well. And as always, guys, if you like what I'm doing and you want to support the podcast, there are ways you can do it. Look in the description box where there are links to my Buy Me a Coffee as well as my Patreon. There is also Amazon links. On top of that, if you want to discuss with me anything, shoot me a message on my social media or through email. Those are also in the description box. And as always, guys, just try to embrace your spiritual journey and be okay with the path making movements and changing all of a sudden. And as always, guys, like I just said, until next week, stay blessed. See you then.